Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, once again, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki alongside my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., and, of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. This week, a big one at Hard Rock Stadium. The Florida Gators come calling 7:30 at Hard Rock, looking for a gigantic crowd, one that's really involved, and I'm sure we'll get there. Canes coming off a 49-12 win against USF. Coach, congratulations on that win, not only taking care of South Florida, but also Mother Nature's temper tantrum. You handled that as well.
And you know what? Credit to the fans that stuck around, because that was almost a two-hour delay. And when we came out the tunnel after that delay, they showed up and showed up strong. So the players weren't fazed by it. The fans weren't fazed by it. And it ended up being a really productive day.
Coach, ironically, you always try and prepare your team for everything imaginable. A couple weeks ago, before the season started, you went up to Hard Rock and had a rain delay for practice. And you ended up having some carryover, and I'm sure it helped.
Incredible. Like, we practiced a delay,
right?
You know, and we kept that protocol and put it into play, and it worked out great.
How satisfied were you in terms of, got such a great start, get the ball, go right down the field and score, get the ball a second time, go down the field and score? I think that shows great preparation and a team that's ready to go.
Well, you know what, we did create some separation early in the game and then had a chance to really create a significant amount of separation. And we sputtered a couple of times and turned the ball over, which, you know, we've already, you know, took a deep dive in the film and addressed, and we'll get better at it. But improvement and lots of improvement to be made.
Coach, Josh Moore immediately made an impact in that football game. We've been watching him all during camp, and just a phenomenal football player. But he got into the end zone back to back.
He did. And he did it on a routine play, and then he did it on a really high end, high caliber, you know, athletic play as well. And what doesn't get noted much is the way he's blocking down the field, which he's been improving on and working on relentlessly.
Along those lines, we've seen production from Daniels and Marion, maybe even a little more this week. But then here comes Tony Johnson. He gets involved, and he looked really smooth.
Huge third and three conversion by him. And I think one of the things that really stands out is how happy, in the course of that play, how happy his teammates were for him. With his catch and run, because he certainly, again, gave us the opportunity to get ahead by 3-4 scores there, which really changed the game.
Which I think one of the biggest things that I've seen progress is how the players are playing without the football. When a receiver doesn't have the ball, that whole crew is blocking like crazy. The same thing in the backfield. That's just taking a lot of effort on them and your coaching.
Getting better at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody is buying more into the fact that if you do get involved, when the ball's not in your hands, your chances of moving the football, scoring, and eventually getting the ball in your hands certainly increases. So, again, we're connecting better. We are working harder and better together, and that was certainly a byproduct of that.
There was a lot of talk going into the game about the success of your opponent, and then your team went out there and showed what Hurricane football is all about. Kind of looked like the old days, to be quite honest with you, when you would have an opponent that got a lot of attention and then your teams went out there and kind of took care of business. How satisfied were you with your team's approach and the result?
Well, you know, when you play a team that runs tempo, you want to attack them with urgency, with mentality, and with physicality. And you can't compromise any of those three components. And I think our guys did. They lined up. They communicated well. We had one penalty for 12 guys on the field, which is unacceptable. But for the most part, we lined up to it and we stopped the run and made them one-dimensional, which was critical in the game itself. So And that being said, there were opportunities to do even better against the run and opportunities to do better against the pass. So, again, a good step forward, but, again, a long ways to go.
Coach, stay on the defensive side. You said you stopped the run. I believe they had 40 total yards rushing, but the swarming of your defense to the football, whether it was in the pass or the run, has gotten better and better each week.
It has. We're getting in better football shape with every week that goes by. We're more comfortable with the scheme and learning how to, and understanding more so to speak, on how to leverage the football and knowing what the guy next to you is doing. So we're playing faster, and we certainly got to play faster with this game on Saturday.
1.5 yards per carry is what you held them to. Third straight opponent you've held to under 100 yards rushing. I thought another big key in the game was third downs. They were 7-for-19 on third downs, but there was a portion of the game where you held them hitless on 7 straight third down conversions.
And that was a big time difference maker, because that's when we were sputtering a little bit on offense. And so we're playing better complementary football. Both sides are working hard and playing well together, and certainly that's a great example right there of how important it is to play together.
Coach, let's talk about the tight end position. They've been making catches through this early part of the season, but again, another group that's a big part of the running game, and they've been doing their part.
They have, you know, and they know their opportunities are coming. Some have come their way, more are coming later, but they are playing, they're playing really good football. They're such a huge part of what we've always done in our offensive system, so really proud of those guys.
We probably could spend the rest of the show talking about Mark Fletcher, but we only have a limited amount of time, but Fletch looked really good. 120 yards rushing, ran with the physicality, but there's so much more to him and his game than just running the football, right?
No doubt. I mean, he's a great receiver as well. We use him in the passing game. He's an unbelievable blocker. His energy, his leadership is contagious. He's exactly what you want on your team at any position, so we're blessed to have him, and it's great to see him fully healthy and playing at a high level.
Coach, the value of forcing turnovers, what does that pay off? What's the residual effect of that?
Monstrous. It really is. Take the ball away and ball security on the offensive side. It changes the game. I mean, the numbers are astronomically different, you know, when you take it away and prevent people from taking it away from you as when you don't. Similar to a block punt, turnovers are critical.
You know, we're kind of picking out players, whether it's Fletcher or Johnson or Fitzgerald with the interception, Josh Moore with the catch. Is this an example of how your skill level continues to improve? You start seeing different skill level every single week.
I mean, we're seeing guys improve, you know, week in and week out. I think we're also seeing what we see in practice. We put a lot of faith in the way and who we recruit and how we develop the guys that we bring in here. And I think a lot of the stuff that's been showing up in practice is now starting to make its way into the game. And there's still a lot more. There's a lot more meat on that bone, so to speak, where we feel that we can continue just to bring more and more high-level play at all those positions.
Guy that's stepping up every single week is Chase Smith. He was injured. Now he's healthy and is making plays and coming up with the football.
Yeah, Chase Smith is a guy that, you know, he worked himself back from a really a tough injury a couple of years back. So watching him be able to just function fully without any hesitation, reservation, shows that, you know, his ability, his want to, his care factor is really starting to pop through. And he's getting better and better every single week. So we expect his level of play to continue to elevate.
There's a legacy player. Yep. His dad could catch the football now. Okay. Pretty good tight end. Carson Beck would probably enjoy throwing him the football, but Beck at this point seems like he enjoys throwing the football to anybody that gets open. He's completing like 80% of his passes. I did think his answer was really good on the one interception, which included, he wasn't sure, and I wasn't sure either, that Malachi Toney could jump so high. But that being said, he's playing at a really elite level.
Playing at a high level, you know, we got stacked up at wide receiver right there, so it was a muddy throw. The other one he would have liked to have back, but again, he is playing at a high level, and I think the best part was his competitive response, you know, after the turnover, which he wanted to get right back to work. And in the sense of, as an offense, we want the ball back so that we can get back to work and go score the way we're supposed to.
And he ran the ball.
Yes.
Don liked that part.
I did. You've got special teams play, which is a huge part of it. I know it's something you personally focus on every single week. How is that coming along? And explain to us about the competition at kicker and how that pays off.
Well, it's nonstop. every single week we kick those guys against each other. You know, well, Rocha is part of that too, and we got three guys that we feel really confident in. And it makes them better. It really does, and keeps them on edge. And then, you know, the operation with Dylan and the way that we're getting those punts off and covering has been really good. We've improved a lot in both those areas: ball placement, hang time, operation. All those things have been an area of improvement for us, and one that we're going to keep working on to get better.
They had a big fourth down that they went for, and then Reuben Bain said hello and made the play, which he's done all year. Mesidor on the other side, also playing at a high level, but both those guys seem to be playing with a bit of a chip on their shoulder.
They're playing at a high level, and they'll tell you themselves there's, again, more areas of improvement there as well. And they want to get better. They want to get pushed. They want to get challenged. I know that, you know, Coach Taylor does get after them in the right kind of way to make sure that that they can maximize their potential on a daily basis. So it's showing up on game day.
I don't want to forget Ahmad Moten. He's really picked up his game. You see it each week, more active, and looks like he's in far better condition than he's ever been, and it's paying off too.
He really played a really, really good game, you know, and he himself recognized, man, now I'm starting to really understand what it's like to do this on a weekly basis. So really proud of him and really proud of the fact that he wants to be pushed and he wants to get better, and he knows he's going to be better. So as long as we maintain that attitude, Canes are going to be all right.
Coach, did you think that position, defensive tackle, would be this good, or is that a little bit of a surprise to you on how well those guys are playing?
I mean, nothing ever surprises you, right? I mean, every year, I mean, we expect to develop, you know, so you just never are really sure when a guy's going to pop, meaning when he's going to actually, like, take that next step. And these guys, you know, we felt schematically it would help them, right? We felt the addition of having Coach Damian Lewis as well would come in that room and also help that. So pleased with progress, but long ways to go.
Coach, the ability to drive the football long distances and eat up clock. You look at the time of possession you guys wanted every quarter, the yards you won every quarter. But what does that do to the opponent?
I mean, first of all, it keeps the ball away from them. So a dangerous offense and a team that runs tempo like we faced last week, a very talented and dangerous team like we play this week, it's critical that you can demonstrate that you can, you know, score quickly, that you could be explosive, and if asked to or forced to, that you can methodically drive the ball down the field. So I think our versatility is showing up. I think the involvement of our offense is also starting to show. So I don't know. I guess I'm going back to the same line, but it's true. We're getting better. We're progressing. We just, you know, we got some more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Work to do.
All right, this week it's the Florida Gators. The Florida Gators come to town, Hard Rock Stadium, 7:30 kickoff for Miami and Florida, and should be quite an evening at Hard Rock. The Gators come in a little bit on the desperate side, a lot of different things to talk about with Florida, but overall, what jumps out to you about this Gators team this season?
Well, I think they're extremely talented, and they're well coached. They're a very large, powerful, talented team. A lot of length, a lot of size, and they have explosive players at just about every position. And they've showcased their talents last season and this season. They also have some new players, some freshmen, some transfers that have really shown to be explosive and dangerous players. So they're as talented as a team as you'll find around the country. And they're really a couple of plays away from sitting at 3-0 as well.
Coach, since you're going into week four or game four, is there any crossover that you get from week one to week two to week three to as far as the structure goes of the opponent?
There are some things. You know, there are some, and you know, then football is like the world of espionage, man. I mean, you know, when you play somebody, if they have ties at your next opponent, they're going to give them your information, your signals, all that stuff. So you always have to be on edge. You know, you really have to self-scout yourself. You have to continue to evolve, change, make the adjustments so that people don't get a beat on what you're doing, because you'd be surprised how, you know, how much communication goes on between, you know, the outlier teams on opponent prep when, you know, as it relates to, you know, football. It's a big part of it. So, but you do see carryover. You do see bits and pieces here and there. You dig back into, you know, some of the other years of some of these coordinators, and you do. You find stuff that can be helpful to you or something that could prevent you from hurting yourself. So all in all, just a very deep dive into all opponents.
Coach, Lagway, their quarterback, is coming off a tough game. But he was 6-1 as a starter a year ago. He also was number one in the SEC and top five in Division One a season ago in passes of 20 yards or more. He's a big kid, 245 pounds. What do you see in him?
He's one of the best players in the country. And he's a dynamic playmaker, can make every throw, can run the ball as well as anybody out there. So having one game maybe not up to par in a situation like that, that doesn't affect our assessment of a player. We know how good of a player he is, a Heisman candidate, Heisman favorite, actually. So we understand the challenge and the opportunity at hand.
Florida's done a good job building an offensive line to protect them. Big, powerful guys that have a ton of experience. Maybe not all at Florida, but they do have the All-American center.
They do. They do. They have a lot of returning starters up front, big at tight end as well, big, powerful backs. They've done a really, really good job building that roster.
Their defensive line, also, they've had a few injuries there, but that defensive line is massive, isn't it? And this is an SEC game. You were in the SEC, so it's a battle of the trenches, right?
Yeah, they've allowed 2 touchdowns in 3 games. I mean, that tells the story right there.
Yeah. They want to lean on their defense, right? I mean, that's kind of the way they go.
I view them differently. I think their defense, without question, is playing at a super high level. So you do lean on that, but that's a very explosive offense, you know? So you have to prepare at your best and be at your best.
And Coach, the best thing, one of the best things about this game is you really don't have to say much. You turn on the tape and it tells the truth for everybody, yourself and your opponent.
Without a doubt. I mean, our players are smart. They're approaching their craft with more professionalism. And all you got to do is, like you mentioned, turn on the tape. It tells a story right there. You know, so our guys are really excited for the opportunity.
The other thing, I guess, it would be said, also from your experience, that being in the SEC, they face great opponents every week. They have a great opponent now coming Miami, but they are probably calloused, right, in terms of the opponents that they have seen.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of experience on that team now, yeah. And there's experience at those core positions, right? The center, the quarterback, the running back, the defensive tackle, the linebacker, the safety position. You know, teams that have, you know, the middle of their team with experience, you know, they can handle a lot of stuff. And so for us, the most important thing is making sure that we're focused on preparation and focusing on us as we prepare.
Coach, it's a rivalry. It's the biggest rivalry, many think, for Miami and also for Florida. How do you manage the week to keep everybody or try to get them to peak?
I think it's as simple as get lost in your work, get lost in your craft. You know, whenever games like this come around on the schedule, there's always going to be noise and hype surrounding it. And that's not a single part of the process. Never can be, never will be. You always are very upfront with the players about it. You're very proactive in addressing it. And then you get right after it. You know, you go back to, okay, why are we progressing? Why are we improving? Because we're focusing on us, because we're putting in time in the right kind of preparation. We're investing time on Green Tree with physicality and mentality. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get on that and we're going to stay on that. Nothing else matters.
We touched on special teams earlier. Their special teams, Smack has been there a long time. He's attempted, I think, 60-some field goals. The punter, Doman, came from Michigan, punted for them for 2 years on their championship team. Then Vernell Brown has been a pretty dynamic returner for them.
Yeah, certainly. Probably the best punt returner in the country right now. Has had 5 returns of 20-plus yards and really a hair away from breaking every single one of those. So a guy that really can put a foot in the ground and change, you know, his the entire trajectory of a game with his ability to just break things open. So a very talented player, very explosive.
Coach, you always talk about iron sharpening iron. Well, this is a ball game where that's going to come true. You've got, especially line of scrimmage, your defensive line is doing a great job, the offensive line, but them going against each other every single day really prepares them for this game more than anything.
Well, without question. I mean, this is it's two teams that are invested heavily in the trenches, so you know, iron sharpens iron has to be a real thing so that you're able to have an opportunity to do well in a game like this.
Yes, one more thing on Florida. One, on defense, a year ago they took the ball away 25 times, so they improved in that area. And really for them this year, you mentioned earlier about a couple plays away, it's been kind of shot themselves in the foot. So it becomes the old, go back to just make sure you don't be yourself, right?
Well, I think it's in football, we see it more and more every week, right? The team that not only executes best, but the team that makes the least mistakes puts himself in best position. And it's not always the end-all be-all, right? There's a lot of factors that go into it. But I think the whole country, right, when you look at yourself after two and three games, you're like, man, what are the things we can do? How much more detail can we be to be more efficient, right? Efficiency is so key on both sides of the ball. And I think all sides will be working diligently on those things.
Did want to mention, you're up to 40 points a game, right where you were a year ago, and put up 576 yards the other day. So compiling a lot of yards. You had 11 passes of 15-plus and 7 runs of 10-plus. So the big plays also been a big part of your offense.
Get the W, right? 1-0 is all that matters, and it comes in different ways and shapes and forms and whatnot. We, you know, we're a team that we don't chase stats. Like, you'll see us when a game is in a position where we feel we could play lots of players, we really focus on developing the rest of our roster. Those are invaluable minutes, right, that you never get back, actually playing against an opponent. So we've had a lot of guys that are now, you know, in the 50, 60, 75 play count, which is, it bodes well for us. Those guys will be getting in the neighborhood of 300-plus reps for the season and continue to develop to help us win games down the road. So, I guess that would be my comment on stats. You know?
But you've been great at developing players, and the main thing is to get them game experience. And you go back to last week, I see guys that are, like you said, who have been in there on the offensive line that normally a few years ago you couldn't afford to get them those reps. It's a huge benefit.
Without a doubt. I mean, those, you get to actually coach them off of game tape, and that's different. Right, not for the first time for all of them, for some guys, the first time getting in there, to be able to put all of that work, all of that knowledge, all that meeting time to play, and then actually being able to be coached off that, that's invaluable. It's priceless.
This is also the kind of game our city loves.
Right.
Night game, their rival, the Gator, Hard Rock Stadium, home field advantage has to be a big thing here this week, right?
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be an asylum on Saturday. Our fans have done a great job bringing the juice, the energy, really involved, really, really involved. And certainly we appreciate that. That energy is just contagious.
And along those lines, when the rest of the country sees that, they see how special Miami is, not only fans, but future Hurricanes.
Without a doubt. And it all comes, right? It all comes together in that way. So we're focused on the game. We're focused on preparation. Obviously, you know, just beyond excited for the opportunity.
I like the asylum, by the way. I think it is. I think it's like an English Premier Soccer League game or something. Our fans are very creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And we appreciate them. Again, the other night, hanging around for an extra couple of hours while during all that stuff. You don't know what to expect when you come out, right? And when you come out and they're going bananas like they did. It's awesome to see. So, and we're proud. We want to make the city and the community proud. They're a big part and they're a big reason why we're here.
All right, Coach, the very best of luck against the Gators.
Thank you. Go Canes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.